जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्त वृंद एंड फिनिशिंग टुडे चैतन्य महाप्रभुस वंडरफुल ट्रैवल्स टू श्री वृंदावन डाउन. Every day the Lord chanted and danced in ecstatic love. Finally, he went to Kathiravan. After seeing the places of Lord pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sheshashayi, where he saw Lakshmi and recited the following verse. O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently in our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Kaila Tirtha and then went to Bhandiravan. After crossing the Jamuna, he went to Bhadravan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Srivan and Lohavan. He then went to Mahavan and saw Gokula, the place of Lord Krishna's early childhood pastimes. Upon seeing the place where the twin Arjuna trees had been broken by Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moved to great ecstatic love. After seeing Gokula, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Mathura, where he saw the birthplace of the Lord. While there, he stayed at the house of the Sanvadiya Brahmana. Seeing a great crowd assemble at Mathura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and went to Akrura Tirtha. He remained there in a solitary place. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan and took his bath at Kaliya Lake and Prashkananda. After seeing the holy place called Prashkananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Dvadasaditya. From there, he went to Keshi Tirtha, and when he saw the place where the rasa dance had taken place, he immediately lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. When the Lord regained his senses, he began to roll on the ground. He would sometimes laugh, cry, dance, and fall down. He would also chant very loudly. Being thus transcendentally amused, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed the day happily at Keshi Tirtha. In the evening, he returned to Akrura Tirtha, where he took his meal. The next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Vrindavan and took his bath at Chirgat. He then went to Tentulital, where he took rest. The tamarind tree named Tentulital was very old, having been there since the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Beneath the tree was a very shiny platform. Since the river Jamuna flowed near Tentulital, a very cool breeze blew there. While there, the Lord saw the beauty of Vrindavan and the water of the Jamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath the old tamarind tree and chant the holy name of the Lord. At noon, he would return to Akrura Tirtha to take lunch. All the people who lived near Akrura Tirtha came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and due to the large crowds, the Lord could not peacefully chant the holy name. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place where he could chant the holy name until noon. In the afternoon, people were able to speak to him. The Lord told everyone of the importance of chanting the holy name. During this time, the Vaishnava named Krishnadas came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a householder belonging to the Kshatriya caste, and his house was located on the other side of the Jamuna. After bathing at Keshi Tirtha, Krishnadas went to Kaliyadaha and suddenly saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting at Amlital, Tentulital. Upon seeing the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love, Krishnadas was very much astonished. Out of ecstatic love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Krishnadas, "Who are you? Where is your home?" Krishnadas replied, "I am a most fallen householder. I belong to the Rajput caste, and my home is just on the other side of the river Jamuna. But I wish to be a servant of a Vaishnava. Today, I have had a dream, and according to that dream, I have come here and found you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed upon Krishnadas his causeless mercy by embracing him. Krishnadas became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance and to chant the holy name of Hari. Krishnadas returned to Akrura Tirtha with the Lord, and remnants of the Lord's food were given to him. The next morning, Krishnadas went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan and carried his water pot. Krishnadas thus left his wife, home, and children in order to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everywhere the Lord went, all the people said, "Krishna has again manifested Vrindavan." One morning, many people came to Akrura Tirtha. As they came from Vrindavan, they made a tumultuous sound. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people offered respects at his lotus feet. The Lord then asked them, "Where are you all coming from?" The people replied, "Krishna has again manifest himself on the waters of Kaliya Lake. He dances on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and the jewels on those hoods are blazing. Everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There is no doubt about this." Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh. He then said, "Everything is correct." For three successive nights, people went to Kaliya Daha to see Krishna, and everyone returned saying, "Now we have seen Krishna himself." Everyone came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "We have directly seen Lord Krishna." Thus, by the mercy of the goddess of learning, they would make this speak the truth. When the people saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they actually saw Krishna, but because they were following their imperfect knowledge, they accepted the wrong thing as Krishna. At that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya placed a request at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "Please give me permission to go see the Lord Krishna directly." When Balabhadra Bhattacharya asked to see Krishna at Kaliya Daha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully slapped him, saying, "You are a learned scholar, but you have become a fool being influenced by the statements of other fools. Why would Krishna appear in the age of Kali? Foolish people who are mistaken are simply causing agitation and making a tumult. Do not become mad. Simply sit down here and tomorrow night you will go see Krishna." The next morning, some respectable gentlemen came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord asked them, "Have you seen Krishna?" These respectable gentlemen replied, "At night in Kaliya Lake, a fisherman lights a torch in his boat and catches many fish." From a distance, people mistakenly think that they are seeing Krishna dancing on the body of the Kaliya serpent. These fools think that the boat is the Kaliya serpent and the torchlight the jewels on his hood. People also mistake the fisherman for Krishna. Actually, Lord Krishna has returned to Vrindavan. That is the truth. And it is the truth that people have seen him. But where they are seeing Krishna is their mistake. It is like considering a dry tree to be a person. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked them, "Where have you seen Krishna directly?" The people replied, "You are a sannyasi, a renunciant. Therefore, you are a moving Narayan, Jangama Narayan." The people then said, "You have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately exclaimed, "Vishnu, Vishnu, do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Do not even say such a thing. A sannyasi in the renounced order is certainly part and parcel of the complete whole, just as the shining molecular particle of shine is part and parcel of the sun itself. Krishna is like the sun, full of six opulences, but the living entity is only a fragment of the complete whole. A living entity and the absolute personality of Godhead are never to be considered equal, just as a fragmental spark can never be considered the original flame. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Person, is always full of transcendental bliss and is accompanied by the potencies known as Ladini and Sambit. The conditioned soul, however, is always covered by ignorance and embarrassed by the threefold miseries of life. Thus, he is a treasure house of all kinds of tribulations. A foolish person who says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the same as the living entity is an atheist, and he becomes subject to punishment by the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. A person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayan is considered to be an offender or Pashandi. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the difference between an ordinary living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the people said, "No one considers you an ordinary human being. You are like Krishna in every respect, in both bodily features and characteristics. By your bodily features, we can see that you are none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj, although the golden luster of your body has covered your original complexion. As the aroma of deer musk cannot be concealed by wrapping it in a cloth, your characteristics as the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be concealed by any means. Indeed, your characteristics are uncommon and beyond the imagination of an ordinary living being. Simply by seeing you, the entire universe becomes mad with ecstatic love for Krishna."